From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around with you, around the radio with you, I should say, with another edition of the Living Truth radio program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This particular program has been on the air since October of 1989. And since that time, we've been doing nothing but teaching the Word of God. I've often said to people that if you're looking for a radio broadcast that is filled with bells and whistles, this may not be the program that you want. But if you're looking for a program that teaches the unadulterated Word of God, then we invite you to join us every day at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station with the teaching of God's Holy Word. We've been teaching the Word of God on the Living Truth program now for many, many years, and it's our desire to continue to do so as the Lord gives us the strength and the ability to follow through with the teaching of God's Word over these many radio stations. Well, this week we are going to be looking at one particular verse in the Word of God, and that's Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. I want to read it with you right now, and then, of course, throughout the course of the week, we will be making reference to it. It's one simple verse, but it's a verse that is filled with biblical truth that you and I as Christians should take heed to. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." That's Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And what I find in those words, in that particular verse, is what I call biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. That's what I have written by that particular verse in my Bible. Biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. You know, beloved, from the biblical perspective, true Bible-believing Christians are to manifest and represent Jesus Christ in every aspect of their lives. Do you believe that? Do you agree with me on that? Let me restate that for you to encourage you to think about it. And that is the fact that from the biblical perspective, true Bible-believing Christians are to manifest and represent Jesus Christ in every aspect of their lives. Now, what does that mean? Well, simply speaking, it means that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior should maintain Christ-like attitudes and actions. We should live in total obedience to the Word of God, and we should maintain convictions that are grounded in the Scriptures. Now, in order to do that, it is essential that we maintain a set of biblical core values. Biblical core values. And I say that because without biblical core values, Christians will be tossed and to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And it's sad, but nevertheless, we see so much of that in today's Christian culture. Have you noticed how so many Christians get involved in worldly things due to the fact that they have no biblical core values? It amazes me today to see how some Christians dress, how some Christians act, how some Christians talk, where some Christians go, what some Christians get involved with. As a matter of fact, it even amazes me today to see how some churches try to conduct a ministry, but they are not biblically based, and they are not following the teachings of the Word of God. And it all goes back to the fact that they do not have good, solid, biblical core values. If a Christian is not living for the Lord as he or she should, it's because they do not have the values that are brought out from the Word of God. If a church is not doing what it should in the community in which it is located, then it is not maintaining biblical core values. And so this week, we are going to be talking about biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. And I believe that that's very important. It always has been very important, but it truly is very important in the day and age in which we live. And I say that because maintaining biblical core values is something that when we as Christians do that, we will be able to honor God and glorify God in every aspect of our living. If we don't maintain biblical core values, then we will be living more and more like the world and dishonoring God. And when we do that, truly, we are not bringing glory to God. Therefore, this week, we're going to study from the Word of God, from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, the concept of biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. Let me just pause here for a moment and ask you a question. Do you maintain biblical core values? In fact, let me ask this question. What are your core values? Let me ask you another question, and that is this. Have you ever thought of what the Bible teaches about core values for the Christian? Well, we're going to be dealing with this idea of core values throughout the course of this week, and I would encourage you to be there by the radio as much as you can every day at the same time as we study this important subject. Now, it's interesting to note that, and I've observed this, and maybe you have as well, that many businesses will either communicate their core values to their workers or even post them in their buildings. For instance, we have a steakhouse in my part of Pennsylvania. It's called Haas's Steakhouse. Maybe some of you are familiar with that. Well, they publish what they call Values We Love. Values We Love. And they list those values as excellence, service to others, teamwork, sincerity, friendliness, fun, learning, growth, and continuous improvement. Those are the core values of the Haas's Steakhouse. And, you know, that's very important. And I would venture to believe that those who are involved with Haas's Steakhouse will do everything that they possibly can to live up to those core values, because those core values represent to them and to their customers what they want to do in their business aspects and activities. Well, as Christians, we need to have core values. Now, over 25 years ago, the Way of Truth Ministries established a set of biblical core values to guide our ministry. And those biblical core values came out of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. We actually have a sheet of information that we have available for anyone who asks about what our core values are. And those core values are up on our website. And they've been there for many, many years because this is what we hold to, that the core values of the Way of Truth Ministries are based on Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. That which is true, that which is honest, that which is just, that which is pure, that which is lovely, that which is of good report, that which is virtuous, that which is praiseworthy. And here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we do everything that we possibly can by the grace of God to see that we live out those core values in our daily ministry. Well, this week, we are going to study these core values, and I trust that by studying them, that you will make a commitment to develop these core values in your life, not because they are the core values of the Way of Truth Ministries, but because they are biblical core values. And what we are going to do this week is give the definition of core values, the identification of core values, and then the application of core values. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio throughout the course of the week as we study this, what I believe to be a very, very important series. It may be one of the most important weeks of broadcasts we've ever put on the air, simply because of the fact that when we as Christians live according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we will honor and glorify God. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Now, let me just touch on this definition of core values, if I may, before we leave the radio today, and give you a simple definition of core values. And as I did research on this, I found that the Oxford Dictionary defines core values as principles or beliefs a person or organization views as being of central importance. That's fairly simple, isn't it? But it says a lot. The core values are the principles or beliefs that a person or organization views as being of central importance. And I trust that we can say today and agree with the fact that Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 are things that we believe to be of central importance in our lives as Christians. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to look at this definition of core values and focus on this verse of Scripture. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.